Another comeback win, Blake. At this point in the season, what is your confidence level that your team is going to be able to make a go of it in games like that?
I don't think we ever feel like we're out of the game. So there's a level of comfort in any situation and just staying with it. Keep trying to grind away until one goes in.
Around the league, I would think that Adam Lowry's line is thought of as a really good shutdown line. But in your opinion, what are they becoming or what have they become?
Well, they tilt the ice in our favor every time they're on the ice. They've been doing it for a couple of years now. And they're a constant source of energy. They do all the little hard things that don't get a ton of attention, right? And they're starting to get a little bit of a reward on the offensive side of things. But when they're out there, puck seems to be in the right end. And they give us a lot of momentum.
Blake, walk us through the power play goal that you were able to score. And how big was it at that point to get your club back within one late in the period?
Yeah, just change the momentum a little bit. Give us a little boost. I mean, that's the power play's job. It's a 2-0 game. They didn't spend a whole lot of time in our zone in the first. Got a good break in the first one. So to cut that in half going into the first intermission was a nice little boost.
See a good screen from Kyle there on the play.
Yep. Good screen. It's tough to beat goalies in this league from the top of the circles without anyone in front. So nice job by him taking his eyes away and just hit the net.
All wins will have 2 points in the standings, but you're in the end of a 9-game, 16 stretch. Has it got a little bit more meaning that you gutted this one out?
Yeah, I mean, they came in here, guns blazing. I mean, they obviously, it hasn't been easy for them lately. And they got a lot of guys that have won a lot of games in this league. So they came out really hard and, made it tough on us. It's been a grueling stretch of hockey for us. So great sign that we were able to stick with it and got one out.
Like, from where you're standing on the ice, does it look like teams are just picking their poison on your against your power play and just cheating both Scheifele and Laine and leaving everything else open?
I think teams always try to do that. It's no secret. I mean, this has been almost 2 years now of the same power play, the same setup, and same results. So they can stand next to those guys all they want. They're gonna find their ways, and we've proven that those guys need one look. It's in the net.
You've played with them for so long. Little got to the 500 points last game, gets the overtime winner here tonight. Is it fair to say that he's just continuing to do what Brian Little does?
Yeah, doesn't get a ton of recognition. Always seems to fly under the radar. One of our hardest working guys night in and night out, and has been ever since he got here. So it's nice to see him playing with a level of confidence, getting a little reward for all that hard work.
Like, how's your group gotten comfortable in those tight games?
A little bit of familiarity in them. We've been playing some tight hockey, the last couple of years, and we've had some success doing it. So we're able to stay patient and keep doing what we do.
What did you like most about your group after falling behind 3-2? You'd worked so hard to get back, maybe a bit of a tough one, but didn't seem to faze you guys at all.
Well, I mean, kind of the same answer as I just gave you. Just stick with it, and there's no reason to panic. We've done it before. We've come from behind. We've protected leads. There's really not a situation we're not uncomfortable with. Getting blown out maybe is the only one, but you just keep doing the same things over and over again, and the results have come. So there's no reason to change it.